In my 20 years of teaching band, one of the hardest things for me to deal with are the words, I quit. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
It never gets easy, but as the years have gone on, I've learned how to develop a hard shell. I don't necessarily like having a hard shell, but it's just been easier to deal with the words I quit than it was when I first started teaching. I remember I had a young lady in my middle school band at the first school I taught at, and she just came to me at the wrong time after 8 students had told me they were going to quit. It was like my second or third year of teaching, and it was just a very frustrating day. I don't recommend this procedure, but I ended up turning to her and I said, fine, quit. I don't know if I want you in band anyway. And that really got her ire up. And she said, I'm not quitting then. And she ended up staying. For her, that was something that she needed to hear. Once again, I don't recommend using that technique, but in that one case, my frustration came pouring out of my mouth, and it was just what that girl needed. I raised the bar this year in my top group. It was a long time in coming. I really wish I would have done this 6 or 7 years ago. I'm in my 13th year at my current position. Unfortunately, some of the students who were in the top group, who could have been fine to move back down to the middle group where the practice expectation wasn't as high, none of them chose to make that move. They just made the decision to quit. And it was very unfortunate. I thought I was going to have a much smaller wind ensemble, but it's not much smaller. I have 36 in my wind ensemble, and last year I had about 45. But out of that 45, there were about 9 who just didn't seem to care, who didn't practice, and they were really holding everybody else down. So yes, it was hard to lose those students, and they were telling me last spring that they were going to quit, but I don't have any regrets about that. In my marching band, we finished last season, the 2016 season, with almost every judge giving us comments saying, you guys did not finish your show with the same energy as when you started. We just were petering out. We had no energy left at the end of the show. It involved a lot of quick movements in the last part of our show, and they just were not physically able to handle it. And we knew exactly, the leaders and I knew exactly what it was. It was because when we tried to do the physical training, the students were very resistant to it. So I made a decision at the end of the 2016 season that anybody who wanted to audition for a leadership position needed to run the mile in 11 minutes. And I heard all kinds of grumbling that no one's going to try out for leadership positions. You're going to be stuck with no leaders next year. And so I just responded with calmness, and I said, that's okay. If that's what we need to do, if that's what's going to happen, then that's okay with me. Here's the interesting thing that happened. We went from a typical 5 to 6 students who auditioned for a leadership position to 13 students. 13 students, almost more than double what we had in the past, who wanted to try out for the position. And out of that 13, all but one qualified in the mile run. I found that to be very interesting, that the students grumbling and mumbling said that I would have nobody trying out for the leadership positions, and we ended up having twice as many. So students want those high standards, and you can't go by the mumbling and grumbling, because that's going to be one group of students, but the other group of students might be happy that you're raising the bar and raising the expectations. Something to keep in mind is that band isn't for everybody. I think we see the value in it as the band teacher, as the music teacher, and we want everybody to see the value in it, but it's really not for everybody. Some students need to drop band and go do some other activities. This idea of students quitting, it might be something that you never get used to. I know for me, it is sometimes, it's still hard, even after 20 years, and I'm always evaluating myself, what did I do wrong? One of the things you can do is to investigate what the reason is. I'll just give you one example. For me, I had a boy at the first school I taught at who was in sixth grade, and he came up to me and quietly said, "Mr. Devine, I don't think I'm going to continue in band." And so I asked him, I said, "Why?" And he said, "I don't like the person I sit next to. He and I don't get along." And I said, "Is that it? If I change your seating, would that make things a lot easier for you?" And he said, "Yeah, that would make things a lot easier." So all I did was change his seat. I moved him over a couple of seats from where he was, and he ended up finishing middle school doing band, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. So sometimes you can find out what the problem is, because sometimes teenagers' thinking, especially in middle school, is very black and white, or very, there's only two options here. Either I die or I steal this candy bar. They don't see that there's 100 different options between those things. So sometimes if you investigate what the problem is, you can find out a way to help that student. When you do this, it shows that you care. Another great piece of advice is to focus on the ones you do have. We tend to be sad about the ones we've lost. When I look back in the past and I see where my groups are each year and how much better they've gotten, I never have nostalgia for the students I've lost at that point. Sometimes at the moment it can hurt and it feels personal, but we have to focus on the ones that we do have. Remember that students' interests change, their hormones change, they get a girlfriend or a boyfriend. And sometimes just talking to them about this, I had one student that I remember who wanted to get out of jazz band, and she had broken up with a boy who was also in jazz band, and so she said she wasn't going to do it. We had a long talk about that, and I said, "You're really going to let that affect what you like to do?" Because I knew in her case it was something that she really liked to do, and so she decided that she's going to stay in jazz band. I heard a director say this one time, that sometimes we need to weed the garden to let the flowers grow. And I have seen this happen in my own group. I've lost some students and I thought, "Oh no, how are we going to do it without them?" And the students that remained just really took things to the next level because they were the ones who wanted to be there. Now, something I do encourage you to do is to continue to greet students in the halls if they've dropped band. Continue to say hi to them and be nice to them. They're not going to do it because they feel uncomfortable with their choice, and they're going to think, "I have so many students who've told me, or I've heard through the grapevine, that they think I don't like them anymore because they're not in band." And that's not true at all. I still like them. I still respect them. I still want to show them I care. So I purposely go out of my way to make sure that I speak to them if I see them in the context of the school. I don't give them a lot of time. So I'll give you another example. I had a student who quit band, and then she was always hanging around the band hall. And she asked me, "Hey, can you give me some lessons on piano sometime?" And I said, "No." Not in a mean way, but I don't have the time to do that for a student who doesn't really want to be a part of my program. The best piece of advice I can give you is to find some other people to talk to live, not on social media, but some other directors that you can occasionally talk to and bounce your concerns and cares on them, because sometimes it can be that maybe you're pushing too hard with something. If you walked into a program where they never had playing tests before, and now all of a sudden you're doing 3 playing tests a week, that could be something that you need to back off on, introduce it, and change things a little bit more slowly. I hope that you learn how to develop a hard shell but still have a caring and compassionate spirit so that you can still show concern for the students and that you can keep more of your students.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.